Kitchen. Greg in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Paris Hilton at the Cannes Film Festival. Yeah, I know that sounds weird, but she's supporting Sofia Coppola's new movie, The Bling Ring. Remember, Paris was burglarized by that now infamous group of kids. But she also was promoting her new record deal. Paris says she's been signed to Cash Money Records, working on an album of house music that should be ready to go this summer.
Number four.
Page Six has learned that at a huge fundraiser at the Cannes Film Festival tonight, one of the auction items up for grabs is a trip into space with Leonardo DiCaprio. Seats on the world's first commercial space flight cost $200,000, but to be strapped in next to Leonardo DiCaprio, priceless.
Number three.
Psy has been a huge hit at all the parties in Cannes, partying next to celebrities, hanging out in VIP, picking up free swag and gifting suites. Except it wasn't the real Psy, just a guy who looks an awfully lot like him taking advantage of the situation. He was finally negotiating a deal to appear at an award show in Monaco when the event organizer spoke with the record label and realized they'd been duped.
Number two.
Everyone is jockeying for the first interview with Angelina Jolie post-double mastectomy. She's not talking to anyone for now, but one outlet she will not be speaking with is NBC. Angelina and Brad Pitt had a really great relationship with Ann Curry, and they were so upset by the way NBC treated her and firing her from the Today Show last year, she refuses to speak with anyone at the network.
Number one.
Justin Bieber says he can't trust anyone, so when somebody comes to party at his house, they have got to sign a liability waiver and release. If they take any pictures, if they discuss anything they see or hear behind those walls, and they post any of it on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, they face a $5 million lawsuit. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.